want to talk to you about this god called Karpaswami. I've done many videos, and I think it would be useful if I just say one or two things about Karpaswami and explain extraordinary things that Karpaswami can do, which are called miracles. And those people who are familiar with Jesus, you would know that the ministry of Jesus is a miracle ministry, even today. Even today. One occasion that comes to my mind, Jesus was sitting on a rock, and a woman comes to draw water from a well. And Jesus wanted some water from that well that she was drawing. She said, I'm a low-class person, or you are a Jew, and you shouldn't drink the water that from a woman like me. Jesus woke up from the place where he was sitting and went to her and said, talked about her husband. She lied to Jesus. I don't have an husband. No, you have four husbands and you are living with the fifth man or something. She was so surprised. How did Jesus know about all these things about her? This is the best introduction for Karpaswami. Karpaswami would say to people, don't lie to me because I know everything. I don't lie and I don't want people to lie. And I don't let go of people who try to lie and then do things that are unethical. That is the best introduction that I can give you about Karpaswami and how he came to my life. One day I was passing by a small temple of Karpaswami and he stopped my car. And I looked at the small temple and then I went in. It was closed. And in the evening, the priest who channels Karpaswami channeled that Karpaswami is none other than Kalki, the 10th avatar of Vishnu, which I believe he is, because no one else can do what Karpaswami is doing. And then there are hundreds of people now in Tamil Nadu, if not more, a few hundreds, I would say, are channeling Karpaswami when he descends into your body, and then you get the wisdom of Karpaswami, because that is for the time period that he lives in your body, and he is able to do miracles for other people. Karpaswami is popular among villagers, and because he likes villagers because they have no money, and then he wants to help the poor people and our people without many resources. There's something about Karpaswami that which pulled me towards him, and he has done so many miracles for me personally, and then I can talk to him at any time I want to, and he gives me all kinds of knowledge, all kinds, including science and technology. You know, how would you know about science and technology? Yes, he does. So I thought that it would be very helpful for us, and especially when he is recognized as the 10th avatar of Vishnu, for people to get to know him and use him just to get miracles in your life. And not only Karpaswami can get into bodies of people who are channels and What do I want to say? What he is saying right now about how can he help people? He can help you to perform miracles. How? When you develop a personal relationship with him. And to get personal relationship with him is very easy. All that is needed is an identity that you will create with him, that he is none other than you and you are none other than him, and then that you are honest. You are very sincere in your relationship with Karpaswami, and then he can come and he will lead you. There is no need for you to read books and philosophy and other things, mysticism, etc. They are not needed. He is a simple God. He can look at your heart, and then immediately he will know that you are the right person through whom he can come through and speak. And in many ways, Karpaswami is like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit in every one of us. The Holy Spirit is God within us. It is the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit, but we do not know how to use the Holy Spirit. But once you develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit, then you will have the understanding that the Holy Spirit has, which is an understanding to know about the present, past, future, and to do impossible things. So Karpaswami will go and do things and impossible. He would say that there is no, I want to get you this land, but there was some mistake made that your name was not included. I will go on then correct it. How is it possible? It is possible, and he has done it. Things like that he would do. I know. And if a planet is not doing good things and for you, and they are hurting you, and he'll say, I will go and talk to the planet. The planet is not just a celestial object, but also a being. And this is the understanding in Vedic astrology too, and Siddha astrology as well. So you can go and talk to the to Saturn, say, Saturn, you have harmed him enough, and please don't give him any more troubles. And then he will negotiate a deal, and then this person will be relieved. So there are so many things that Karpaswami does for you, which reminds me of Jesus' miracle, as when he was working with the poor people. Heal and touch and heal people, even make blind people to see. All these things, whatever Jesus has done for the poor people, Karpaswami has been doing. And also, when he, you get to know him, not because you have made the initiative to go see him, but he knows everybody, and he draws you. No, and after that, then you will get to know him more, and then you will descend in his body. This happened to Saini Kalki Das, who is also on this program, and he is. It's very interesting. His background is. Has nothing to do with Karpaswami, in this lifetime at least. He is a biotech engineer, bioinformatics, you know, very advanced science. And then he came to the US and then he got an MBA. But he was not interested in any of the thing except to learn about miracles, and then and when he had a passion for that, and then I introduced him to Karpaswami, and Karpaswami was very much more pleased with him than other people that I have known, to whom I have given the Karpaswami initiation, which I would give you on the New Year Day, because the reason why Karpaswami is important is because he doesn't give lectures, discourses, lectures. I hate lectures myself, It has to be, what do you want? It has to be done. Yeah, that is the bottom line. And that's what Karpaswami is. If you are sick, I will heal your sickness. If you don't have money, I will give you the money. If you don't have relationship, I'll give you a relationship. If you have a court case, I will solve your court cases. And then they have never seen a God or a being who feels so happy to solve the problems of people who are dedicated to him. But the bottom line, you have to be dedicated to Karpaswami, then he will do anything and everything for you. And I will also teach you on that 13th day, things after the initiation. I will teach you how you can sustain, you can have a sustained relationship with Karpaswami. And then it's not going to cost much except pure faith and constant engagement with him. And you have to take a few steps, but then he will come on his own and guide you. So there are a few hundred, as I said, a few hundred people now available in as well as in Tamil Nadu, who can give Karpaswami readings, and who Karpaswami gets into their body now. With Kalkidas, the Sunny, it's very interesting because he doesn't know. He comes from northern India, where there is no Karpaswami tradition. Although Karpaswami himself is Krishna, that will take a lot of time for me to explain, so let's not get into that. But at least he comes from a tradition from northern India, where there is no tradition of Karpaswami. But then he had done Karpaswami for a long time when he was in southern India, and by the time I had known him, too, in that lifetime. So it was just only reconnecting with Karpaswami, and immediately. He immediately connected with Karpaswami. And he did not know the language, Tamil. Karpaswami is only for the Tamils, not even to the neighboring state where they speak other languages. Karpaswami doesn't speak other languages. He speaks only Tamil. But Kalkidas doesn't know Tamil. But he started channeling Karpaswami. And he knows Karpaswami what to do, and then he's a great channel for Karpaswami, and he lives Karpaswami most of the time in a given day, and he speaks in English. This is the first time that Karpaswami speaks English through Karpaswami, and I asked him, "Yes, will you speak in Hindi too?" "Yes, yes, he will give in." Speak in Hindi, because these are the two languages that he knows. So from that, what I understood is, of course, the channel's linguistic knowledge of a particular language is necessary, and only the channeling can happen in that language, which I have verified in other cases too. So anyway, so he could go the Karpaswami speaks English here. Oh, yeah. And also Karpaswami so what I want to do now, let me, since he's also there, and ask him to do whatever he wants to do, since he's in touch with Karpaswami all the time. So, Sunny, you can do whatever you want to do. Karpaswami wants you to do, and but make sure that you introduce yourself, how you your relationship with Karpaswami, and how it happened, and then how you communicate with him, or he communicates with you. And then don't forget to add what he wants to do for the people who are now listening to Karpaswami. Now you can begin now.
Thank you, Dr. Pillai. So let me start off by talking about how I got into Karpaswami. I was in a birthday trip, I believe in 2012. Dr. Pillai used to do his birthday trips, very powerful pilgrimages in India, and he would take us to different temples. And he has a personal family temple in Rameshwaram, which is the island in southern India where he was born. And he invited a man who was channeling Karpaswami to give readings to all the people on the trip. And so I, you know, Karpaswami at that time was, you know, this channeling through this man, doing miracles, healing people and revealing their problems and blessing them. You could see omniscience in action, omnipotence in action. You know, I mean, not just theoretically, but right there happening. And I was one of the participants, and I had no background in Karpaswami. I had not, honestly, never heard of Karpaswami, or, you know. And so I was the last one to get a reading. In that verse, about 60 people. And Karpaswami was, I was working in a technology industry at that time, with my science and technology background, biotech background. And Karpaswami was telling me about my career and my spiritual life. And suddenly he stopped. The person who was channeling, he stopped and said, "Have you prayed to me that I should come to you immediately whenever you call?" And I was taken aback. You know, I did not expect this. I said, "Yeah, I think, you know, I heard about you some months back, and from Dr. Pillai, and I have called on you. Yeah, I would love for you to come immediately when I call you." He said, "If I come to you, can you handle my power?" I said, "I don't know, what is he talking about?" I didn't understand the context of what he was talking about. So I said, "Yeah, I think I can." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "I think I can, yeah." And he said, "Okay." Then from today onwards, he gave me, like, you know, he asked me to extend my hand, and he slapped on my hand with his hand. It's like giving a promise, "Done, so be it," and that kind of thing. And then, so I was puzzled. He said that from now on, if you call me, I'll be there. And I didn't know. So I said, "What should I do?" He said, "Just offer me a glass of water every day." I said, "That's it." He said, "Yeah, that's it. Just offer me a glass of water every day." I said, "Okay." So, but then what happened was, I was doing it for some time, and I had such intense experiences with Karpaswami. I got scared, honestly. I don't know what happened. I should have continued worshiping him, but I gave up. Some human foolishness. I gave up, although I had such a good connection. Then a couple of years later, when I got the opportunity to come and work for Dr. Pillai, Dr. Pillai encouraged me to go and seek out the man who was channeling Karpaswami, who had given me that prediction. So again, in the same temple at Rameshwaram, there was a statue of Karpaswami being inaugurated, installed. And I went there, and this man who was channeling Karpaswami was also there. And this time, I offered him a black shawl, like, you know, dress material. And Karpaswami reconnected with the prediction he had given a few years back. And he said that from today onwards, I'm going to be with you all the time. And the dress, the shawl that I had given him, he took it from his body and placed it on my body and said, I'm with you from today onwards. And I felt when he did that, I felt like an like some kind of a air or a wind or some you know, kind of a static electricity going through my body. And I knew that something has happened and my mind became quiet. There was a greater degree of quietness after that. But I felt his energy, but I did not, again, know how to develop it, how to use it, because there is no user manual, right? There is nobody available who will teach you these things. Luckily, you know, at this time, I'm working for Dr. Pillai, and he is guiding me. I have that privilege to get training with him. And he then started helping me. He said something very important. I remember I was traveling in a city in India, and he said, Karpaswami is there in your subconscious mind, but it will, you have to now bring it to the conscious mind or the conscious awareness so you can use him. And that is the training that Dr. Pillai gave me. Right. So he then, over a period, I think very quickly, you know, within 2 or 3 weeks, I was able to really connect and start giving readings to people. And one day, Dr. Pillai called me 6 a.m. in the morning. I used to wake up very late in those days. And I was shocked to see a call from Dr. Pillai. And he said, from today onwards, you will be able to channel Karpaswami and give readings. And in my journey, I have often found that if Dr. Pillai, you know, he has this divine speech. Once he says it, it will happen. And he just said it, from today onwards, you'll be, and that's what happened, you know. And I asked him, what should I do? He said, well, you know, just test it out. So there was a chef who was working in the guest house where I was staying. And I don't know anything about this chef's family life, his background. I have no information on him other than the minimum introduction, you know, conversation on what he's going to cook for me and that kind of thing. And I asked him, can you get me a lemon? And he got me a lemon, and I touched the lemon. And I said, 5 or 6, Karpaswami showed me in images that this guy is trying to buy a motorcycle and he's unable to buy it. And that there is an issue with a house in a village which supposed to be inheritance for him, but he's unable to get it. And there's one more detail I don't remember now, the 3 or 4 things like that. When I said this to him, he lit up. He couldn't believe it. He said, how do you know? How do you know these things about me? It is, he said, yes, I've been wanting to buy this Honda motorbike, but you know, the EMI is very expensive. I'm not able to finance it. And there is my uncle's, you know, my aunt, not aunt, my uncle's wife, she has basically, she is a very rich woman. And she, through her influence and some people she knows, has kind of is blocking me and my family from getting our inheritance. She has fabricated documents and all this, and we are fighting in the court. But then she has very powerful lawyers, and we can't afford good lawyers. And he said, "How do you know all these things?" And then, you know, through Karpaswami, I was able to suggest some remedies for it. So this was my own experience. And then there was another time, this was in person. And again, you know, I will just quickly tell you one more incident. There was a man in Dubai, he was an engineer there, and he was facing a lot of challenges at work. And I said to him, this is on Skype, you know, I don't even come on video. And I said, just give me a minute. And I focused on Karpaswami, and Karpaswami showed me his office. And I could tell on which floor he is working and who is sitting across from him. I could see all that. And I told him why he is not being, why he is being passed over for a promotion, what he should do. And this man, you know, he was working with me in a longer program. Within 6 months, he did get promoted, and his reputation in his among his colleagues changed dramatically. So these are, you know, and you know, that is back in I believe, you know, 2014 or 15. Now it's been well over nine years. So there have been a few thousand cases like that, honestly, because constantly people seek guidance from Karpa Swami, and if they can access me, they will get my help. So I'm able to help them. So this is just an idea of what how Karpa Swami works. One of the things that Karpa Swami himself told me a couple of times, I want to share with you, which is he said to me that if I focus on him and if I chant the mantra that Dr. Pillai gave in an initiation, you know, he has given a few mantra over the few mantras over the years. And that is that has been the key. That mantra that he gives, if you can receive it in a live initiation, that is the best to quickly develop a connection with Karpa Swami. So Karpa Swami's teaching to me has been, if you focus on me, I will manifest your thoughts. And he said that to me a few times, and I have found out that it is true. If you can focus your mind on him and chant the mantra, and mantra is a device to focus our mind on Karpa Swami, then and the prayer, and you make a constant prayer to him. I want you to do this, you know. But let's say you're trying to help someone else, and you say, I want this should happen for this person, or something for your own, you know, something you want to happen in the near future, and you constantly pray to him, he will not only do it, but he will also give you clarity on how things are going to play out, on what's going to happen in the future, both short-term future and long-term future. So Karpa Swami is a very, very practical God. And before, you know, I received a training, before this happened, this incident of the channel giving me the shawl and saying, I'm with you now, Karpa Swami is with you. A year prior to that, Dr. Pillai introduced me to the Holy Spirit. Again, I had no prior background in the Holy Spirit. I knew about Jesus. I didn't know about the Holy Spirit. And he had been training me in getting the Holy Spirit. I used to get possessed by the Holy Spirit for hours together. It was difficult for me to even, I used to ask him to go and let me live my normal human mind because the Holy Spirit is supernatural, just like Karpa Swami. And the similarities are, they are very identical in their function, in their nature. For example, the Holy Spirit is symbolized as a cloud. Whereas if you look at Karpa Swami, Nila Megam Karpa Swami, the blue cloud Karpa Swami. Karpa Swami is the blue cloud, you know, it's the cloud which is full of water and it showers, and rain is a symbol of mercy. And again, rain is also a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And Karpa Swami is called the wind, Katru Karpar. That's one of his names. And the Holy Spirit also comes as the wind, Pneuma, the breath. So these are all, you know, not only in the symbols are same, the function and powers are identical. So I guess it's just different tradition, talking about the same power of God, but in different language, different. The symbols are same, I guess. The language and names are different. So now I will just make a prayer for all of you. And then after that, I will tell you what I'm going to share in this program with all of you. So just look at these two swords. You see these swords? There's a small sword and a larger sword. Just look at either of the swords and make a prayer to Karpa Swami. Right now, as you're looking at these swords, the sword represents Karpa Swami. And there's a secret about the swords also that I learned from Dr. Pillai that I'm going to share with you in the program. Just look at the words and make your prayer. Om Karpasami Namaha. Om Karpasami Namaha. Om Karpasami Namaha. And that's it. You don't have to pray anymore. You know, you just pray for a minute, and no need to pray for multiple times. No need to keep on repeating your prayer. Just with complete body, mind, and soul, focus. Focus is very important. You look at the sword and you pray. This is a technique. This is a secret technique. Just get a picture of this sword. You can take a screenshot, or there are images. It's called Aruval, A-R-U-V-A-L. You can get this on Google. Just print out a picture of the sword like this, Karpasami's sword, and focus on the sword and pray to the sword. And the sword represents Karpasami. It's just like Muruga's veil, Muruga's spear is worshipped as Muruga. This sword of Karpasami is worshipped as Karpasami. So when you look at the sword and you pray to the sword, it will go directly to Karpasami. Okay. Now I just want to share what I will do in the two. So once we receive the mantra and initiation from Dr. Pillai, that's very important because that is how it all begins. Okay. In my case, although the channel, you know, in 2012 told me that Karpasami will be with me, I couldn't, it didn't work. I didn't know, you know, how to activate it. You know, so you need to be blessed by the teacher. And Dr. Pillai's blessings is what helped me to really figure out how to work with Karpasami and consciously build a relationship with him and interact with him. So Dr. Pillai will teach on the mantra. He's going to initiate us. And he will also give training on how to engage with Karpasami, how you can maintain the Karpasami consciousness. And that is a beautiful, you know, that is the most important thing. So once we get that initiation from Dr. Pillai, there'll be two activation sessions. So what is the difference? Once your initiation means beginning. You are connected with Karpasami by Dr. Pillai's blessings, strong blessings. And then I will help you to take what he has taught and how you can experience Karpasami more. So in both the activation sessions, our focus is going to be, how can we feel the energy of Karpasami in our body? How can we take Dr. Pillai's teachings on how to talk with Karpasami? What are the secrets of how to communicate with Karpasami? Dr. Pillai has given me so many secrets, which I have tested in my life and with others. I'll be sharing those secrets with you so that you can, on your own, develop your personal communication channel with Karpasami. And that is how you can accomplish things which you are not able to deal with. There is karma, whether it's relationship or money or career or health, there are difficult areas that you are unable to do anything in despite your best efforts. That is where Karpasami can give you relief, can give his divine intervention. He loves, I have not seen any God who solves as many problems for as many people like Karpasami. So that's all I wanted to share today. And I hope that I can meet some of you in the initiation and the activation sessions. And we can go deep into experiencing the miracles of Karpasami together.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kalkidas. And thank you to Dr. Pillai. So I'm going to just give you a summary of everything that's happening at Pillai Center with Karpasami for you to be involved. So first of all, there is a Karpasami International Forum, which is absolutely complimentary for you to join. The link is below this video. So I'm seeing a lot of questions in chat of what do I do and how do I get, so Sunny just gave you a technique. But if you join this Karpasami Forum, there's a way for you to share your prayers and also be supported by the community. So that link is below the video. There's the initiation that Dr. Pillai will be giving on the Vedic New Year, which is April 13th. As Dr. Pillai mentioned, he'll be giving a mantra initiation into the miracle mind of Karpaswami and some techniques. And then there are two follow-on sessions with Sunny, what we just heard, activation sessions for his expertise. And there's also remedies or rituals being performed in India. Dr. Pillai commissioned 1,008 pujas to be performed throughout India for Karpaswami, and they are happening on the Vedic New Year. So between the April 13th and 14th, depending on where you are in the world, that's when the sun moves into Aries and is considered the astrological New Year, or Dr. Pillai calls the real New Year. So those ceremonies are being performed. So you could sponsor those ceremonies with the teaching with Dr. Pillai, or separately if you just want to do the ceremonies and rituals. So though, and then also if you're interested in having a direct message from Karpaswami with Kalkidas, he has a channeling program that you're able to participate in. So all of those details are below the video. So again, just the International Karpaswami Forum, which you are absolutely free to join, the initiation with Dr. Pillai on the Vedic New Year, April 13th, the remedies or rituals that are also happening on the Vedic New Year, April 13th and 14th, and then channeling with Kalkidas, who you just heard from, where you will receive a message from Karpaswami to you. So we hope that that is sufficient for you to get started in your path and or continue on your path with connecting to Karpaswami. We thank Dr. Pillai for his wisdom and presence, and thank Kalkidas Siddhar for his experiences and also the technique. So printing out the picture of the sword, the Karpaswami sword, looking at it and saying your prayers and doing that quickly and receiving the blessing. So we'll see you soon. We wish you an absolutely amazing week and a happy Vedic New Year. Namaste.